Hey guys, good evening. We are back here at AfterBuzz TV, and we're recapping a great episode with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's Better Latex Than Never. Let's watch it and talk about it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can't go wrong with this one.
It's expensive to be me.
I like that. Ka-ching!
Yes. We always have to start off with Erica Jane, Erica Girardi. I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. And who am I with today?
Hi, guys. I'm Jennifer Leon.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
And it's Richie Scott.
All right. Well, we are teasing three great topics tonight to talk about. We want to know if you guys like the episode. Make sure to leave comments on our YouTube page and reach out to us on social media. Today, we're going to be talking about Kyle and Dorit, and they're somewhat off and on friendship. We're going to be talking about the pretend amnesia comment that Erica dropped, and we're also going to be talking about Erica Jane's performance, and we have her brand new song that we're going to tease here in the studio tonight. So welcome, guys. We're back.
Yay!
We're reunited.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. What is everybody's overall thoughts of Better Latex Than Never? Richie looks like he wants to go first over there.
I think Richie has the most to say.
I was bored.
Uh-oh, that's the word. That's the B word.
I was bored.
But isn't that the overall theme of this season? It's like, we're all bored. Like, that's
I'm
kind of...
I'm so not used to this.
Yeah.
Let me say why, though. I mean, look at seasons past. We've had a lot of excitement in previous seasons, and I'm thinking to myself when I saw them come out with that promo, and they're all in front of that gunmetal gray, and they're looking like fierce. I'm like, this is going to be an amazing season. Mm-hmm. No, it has not been. It's been lackluster all season, and I feel like this episode was emblematic of the problem that we've had since episode one.
Ooh. Your thoughts over there?
I was so bored, but I just want to know, how do you wear latex? Because I know if I wore that, I'd be sweating. I couldn't even, like... I'd be like,
that's what the baby powder's for.
For the finale, you're going to come in here with some latex next week.
Yes.
Because you've been, we got to give it up to you for the great looks you've been pulling
thank
off.
Thank you.
And your thoughts?
Well, yeah, the baby powder is what makes her.
Should
nice
we talk
more.
About
yeah.
that? Because
yeah.
I feel like she kind of didn't talk about it. So you've worn latex before, I'm assuming.
I'm wondering about this. Let us know.
The
latex and the lube, like, doesn't that create a mess?
The lube is so that nothing really sticks to it, because if you've ever put on latex without anything and just done it like, you know, amateur hour, then it's like everything sticks to it. All the hairs, every fuzz that's in the air, it sticks to your outfit. So you need the lube so you get all that stuff off, and it's sleek. And for some reason, it just kind of absorbs. So it's not like you're slipping and sliding everywhere. It's just
it. And then
just
you
works.
Do the powder after?
No, you do the powder on the inside.
Okay.
So that you don't sweat.
But, I mean, is that a fashion trend for the spring and summer?
No.
Or is just, like, a classic piece you can just go
I would
for
totally
and wear?
No.
Like, okay. I mean, 1987 or what? Like, is this...
Oh.
Like,
it's all seasons in the bedroom.
Yes.
But I'm just saying. But, Richie, I'm sorry.
I'm with you. I'm with you on the lube part and the latex. Got that. I'm having a slight issue with the baby powder. Isn't this creating a crumply, sticky something mess? I don't know.
Well, when you have different skins, too, like, a lot of times white people, they sweat. They sweat. So, like, they have to put on, like, really, really a lot. I don't have to put on that much, but I can do, like, a slight layer of it so that you're just not, like, a sticky mess. Because it just has this... nice, like, I don't know, like, it just works. It's like science or something.
It was just a combination of the two that I was not getting. I was like, that just seems weird, because, you know, when baby powder gets wet, it's not...
Yeah. It's, I don't know, like, a lot of my blonde friends use baby powder in their hair so that it doesn't get, like, gross when they haven't washed it or something. Like, there's little tricks like that that people do. Like, I wouldn't do that because I have black
so
hair.
Fascinated.
Yeah, it, like, absorbs shit.
Well,
I know
about it, like, if you put it, like, guys, I mean, you can put it inside your shirt if it's a hot day or something like that. But
totally.
I just didn't think that the lube and the latex
lube's
and
on the
powder.
Outside. No lube on the inside. lube on the outside. And also, like...
I'm thinking it's in the inside. Yeah,
no, it's baby powder on the inside. Okay. Right. On the outside.
You just, let us know in the comments if you guys have ever experienced
this. The lube is on the outside
before.
Of the latex. Yeah.
And how you get
girl,
in.
Girl, now I understand.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You were thinking we were making, like, cookies or something.
Yeah, I was like, this is no. some interesting stuff going on inside the shirt.
Back to the episode. So what is your thoughts, Jen? Because I know, even though people are saying at the, in the panel that they find it boring, I feel like you enjoy almost every episode.
I really do because I what is this?
There we go.
What? Oh!
That's Steven in the booth giving you all this. This is amazing.
Get in it. Get in that.
This is great. This is great.
You're not coming on, man.
Perfect.
See, that is exactly the best that I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, for those who are just listening, we just watched a clip of Ross on Friends, and he was getting into these nice little pants that he had. But yeah, so my point of view is I really like to watch each and every character, and I'm like a character girl where I like to see how people build up for the next time, see if anyone's dropping low blows. Like, so I kind of find the Easter eggs and things. Mm-hmm. In the past seasons, I really haven't had to find anything because it's right in your face. But this one, you know...
You gotta dig a little deeper.
Yeah, you'll find little things here and there that they'll say, or... just their outfits, to be honest, and also the double standards a lot of times that they had. I feel like sometimes, you know, especially with the lateness, there's a lot of double standards there. There's a lot going on, I think, in this episode. I particularly, it wasn't my favorite, but I enjoyed it. I was bored a little bit, but that's when I take photos of myself, and then and I'm listening.
And she was.
Yeah, I was. And, you know, I think that, yeah, I really like this franchise. So for me, anything with glam, fun, they're traveling, I like it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I, for one, am kind of like on... I'm right in the middle. I think I'm entertained because I love Beverly Hills, the franchise overall. But as far as the drama, we've seen better seasons. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading comments from last week and everybody feels like Brandy should come back. And having her and Dorit on the same show could be interesting. And just the dynamics. I think this season has just been nice. To put it lightly.
Well, I think because we have Teddy, and then we have Lisa Rinna, who wants to walk on eggshells, and then we have, you know, we have a lot of safe.
It's very safe.
Very, very
a lot
safe.
Of apologies, which so, never would happen.
That segues into our first conversation. So it's Kyle and Dorit. It seems like Kyle was on the boat, and she said that, you know, they're cleared. I use that word cleared because that's what she said. But then we see later on in the episode that she's feeling some type of way, and it makes me feel like, why didn't Kyle say something in Berlin? And I know maybe it might have been to save the trip, but that's what the show needs, is for her to address if she really feels like that. And we're talking about Dorit making that comment that she was the reason behind the panty gate from last season.
Yeah.
That she's holding on to. So should Kyle have said something then?
It felt like to me at that moment Kyle just wanted to...
Peace.
Peace and not really... deal with Dorit and her circuitous, like, thinking. You know what I'm saying? I felt like she was just like, let's just get this boat over with, have a good time, and get out of here. I felt like that's all Kyle wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because Kyle has really been the centerpiece of a lot of the drama, and it seems like she never knows why.
Yeah.
Your guys' thoughts?
Cynthia.
I just think that this episode really shows, like, maybe how ladies are. So I feel like this season has really, you know, because sometimes, like, you go out in the real world and, like, you deal with friends, like, talking about you. And then, so, or, you know, they like you, but then they talk behind you. Or they confront you and you're crying. You know what I mean? So I feel that I can relate to these episodes because I do see that in the real world. So I could see the reality show and all of that. But this episode, like, truly, to be honest, I was really bored. I wanted, like, to see some Brandy juice up in that, you know, episode. Yeah. Like, that's me.
So you would have wanted Kyle to address her issue
with
Dorit. Yeah.
Like, just go head on. Like, but I don't understand why Dorit every time has to bring up the same thing. It's like, either you move on, let go, and, like, just move on and get to know them for something different. Why do you keep bringing up the past?
I feel like, you know, I don't know Dorit personally, but I think it's part of staying on the show. It's, we're bringing back memories from just last season where it looks like she's been on the show for 5 to 10 years when she's been on the show for one season prior to this one. So I think that's all of the referencing and all the Pantygate and all this. It's to kind of solidify her diamond.
Like, I love I love the fact that she's an entrepreneur. She has I love seeing her, the boss. But when she brings up past issues, it's just kind of like, it's dry.
I'll play devil's advocate. It could also be that Dorit likes to just bring up old stuff. True. You know, just sometimes there are those people who want to continue talking about it just because they like to talk. And they like to talk about just stuff, especially if they think it's validating a mistake that they made later on or a mistake that they made back then. And they just keep bringing it up like, oh, no, remember I was in the right. No, let's remember what happened. And it's like, let's not. You know, the whole thing was over. Like, that was so many months ago. Like, it felt long for us, and this was even longer because, I mean, how many years has that been now? It's probably been, you know, 3 years. I don't even know. But I just think, and also, the whole Dorit thing with her being an entrepreneur and a boss, just to bring up really quick, her talking to PK and the team at the end of the episode about her fashion show, it didn't really seem like she had much control. It sounded to me like she was just an afterthought, like, hey, Dorit, this is what we're doing, whether you liked it or not.
That's true.
Yeah. She would have known 100% about that 8 feet lost on the runway. She would have been the one timing. Her reaction also would be different. It said, no, this is my show. This is what's going to happen. Okay, now we need to prolong it. Like, she would be talking like that, not, oh my gosh, I have butterflies. Oh my goodness. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just sounded like a little much to me and not boss lady. I don't know.
I agree with you on that. Now, I mean, looking back at the episode now, the other thing that I think, and this, I'm sorry to bust the TV bubble, but I just feel like a lot of this is the producer saying, and I don't know this to be true, the producer saying, hey, did you guys think that issue was really resolved? Because, you know, here's the thing. Like, when you're watching a show, and I think as anybody who is a producer out there, they're probably going to say, we need to close the loop on a story. Oh, has it been closed? You know, and then they're going to probably, you know, encourage a discussion about that on camera so that the viewer can see that it was closed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's in my mind, that's what's happening on this show a lot.
Yeah.
Because in any other sense, there would be no reason to continue to have some of these same conversations.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I feel like there would be newer arguments, but not, because I've never seen a show like this. We've repeated it's the recycling. Same argument, like, mm-hmm. time after time. And why?
Yeah.
When it did say that it was the finale next week, I was thinking this episode, like, enough. I think we need to we need to end it. How I felt. Because I felt like this episode, as much as I enjoyed it, there were a lot of, I feel, forceful moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forced.
Absolutely.
So just to finish topic one, Lisa Vanderpump was missing. We missed her. I wish that she would have been on there. This boat ride would have been a lot different, I think, because Lisa brings a vibe to her, to the boat. So we're not going to, you know, do we miss her? Do we want her to be there? Do we enjoy the no craziness? Besides Lisa Rinna showing off her outfit.
She's my favorite.
She would have had some great comments about all their beautiful outfits / nighttime sex work outfits. I think that she would have brought something to the table, but because she was gone, it wasn't like, I mean, it was fine.
Yeah, it was in Hong Kong, that's for sure. When they got to the restaurant, going into Erica and really Teddy, because they kind of took over that dinner. I mean, it was a very cool place. I would love to check out that place for sure. But when we got to the restaurant, Erica kind of came out of nowhere and kind of just exploded on her. I don't know if something happened before then, but it just came from, oh, come to this restaurant to pretend amnesia, I have a problem.
Yeah, that to me sounded like the nudge when you were speaking about the producers nudging that 100%. Or there was something that happened and they just cut it out. Yeah, for her to go there.
So let's talk about Erica and Teddy. Do we feel like this is resolved? Because we think that Kyle and Dorit is obviously not resolved. So is this next group resolved, or are we just going to have a reunion full of crazy unresolved issues?
In my mind, I feel like that's exactly what happened with the Erica-Teddy situation, because I felt like, you know, somebody said, "This isn't. Has this been resolved? Did you ever have that conversation with her?"
Yeah.
Well, now's the time to have it. You know what I mean? Because we're closing out the season. We need to tie this loop up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just felt like that because, to me, that whole conversation came out of nowhere.
The producer just telling Erica, hypothetically, not letting Teddy know.
No, not letting Teddy know. Just saying, hey, did we ever talk about this?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, it influenced your outfit, because it was a real bitch outfit. I feel like it was like, I'm coming out today.
Yeah, that's a boss.
She should have. We needed probably to have that moment, but I think the way it happened seemed very jarring to me as a viewer. Like, what? Yeah. Like, this came out of nowhere. I don't know. It was weird.
Thoughts on the dinner and the whole Erica Teddy moment?
Yeah, I saw Teddy cry, or it was kind of like she was about to cry.
The verge of crying.
So I felt that those tears were real, and she was actually being very genuine with her. As I've said, I just don't think it's the right time and the right place. But if they would have been by themselves, I think it would have been completely different. They would have maybe bonded even more if they didn't do that there. Teddy didn't bring it up
I thought at Kyle's house, she said that she was going to pull her aside and they were going to have a conversation. And
in
then
the
it
flashback,
turned in,
yeah. That's what she said.
And then it turns into a group conversation. And of course, Dorit chimes in.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think that Erica brings out a lot of Teddy's insecurities. And when Lisa Rinna was doing that whole therapist thing, I thought that was so cute. I love Lisa Rinna so much.
$500.
I love it. And so I think that she's onto something with that. Maybe she was, Teddy was talked to in a certain way, or I don't know. But I think also that there's like a money factor here. Like Erica makes a lot of money, is very, very secure with herself, a powerful person, someone who's also very, very accountable for everything she says. So there's really no space for Teddy to help her. So Teddy's probably used to being able to help people, or maybe even, you know, being more wealthy than some people. But Erica does. I mean, I'm just thinking of all the options of possible insecurities with Teddy, because that cry, that inner tear that came out from her,
it's happened multiple times.
Yeah, there's something there.
It's so interesting that you say that now, because don't you feel like, to me, Teddy says a lot. She talks a lot about how she's not into shopping and into glamour. It's almost like now I feel like, are you trying to convince us or yourself?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Because we got it the first time you said it, and we know. But it's like...
She talks like a poor person.
Every episode, she talks about it. So it's kind of like...
She does.
We didn't miss that comment.
How does a poor person talk?
I just want to say that I love you for that.
Here's the thing, how does a poor person talk? Because insecure. It's insecure, and also
it's almost like self-deprecating, so you don't have to be...
You don't have to live up to that standard.
Right, so you're just constantly talking about, oh, I don't like to shop, I don't wear these clothes, I don't know about candles and glasses, and, you know, or anything like that. So it's almost making an excuse for yourself before somebody else has an opportunity to point it out.
Yeah.
But that's like labeling from poor to rich, and there's people who have poor mentality and rich mentality. And I think both of those women have rich mentalities, but to be honest, Teddy was being vulnerable, and that doesn't make her poor or less. Like, she rides horses, she's smart, she's married, she has kids, she helps women, she's empowering. Erica is smart, beautiful, rich.
Also empowers women.
Yes, empowers women. She's confident. I just think that they have two different friendships, how they come about, how they speak to each other. I don't feel that just because one is rich or poor, it should matter in that kind of class.
Well, we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I mean, nobody's actually poor on the street.
Kind of
like, I mean, you don't know that. You don't know
like,
that.
It's kind of like...
It could be an image.
I don't want to say like... I get what you're saying, trust me. Because I think it's more like it's about an insecurity about this woman who's a glamazon, and maybe you're, you know, Teddy doesn't see herself in that way. So it's kind of like, you know, the girl and the cheerleader in high school, and then the girl who maybe is more interested in books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To the girl who is more interested in books, the cheerleader could be intimidating, you know what I'm saying? She could be. Because the girl with the books doesn't see herself like that. It's a mentality. It's here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's not the reality.
So in high school, I was bullied, and look at me now. I have a rich mentality because
girl,
I, you know what I mean?
You know,
no, but like, I'm just saying, like, I can kind of relate to Teddy at that moment, and I felt
I didn't
look at her label or anything like that. Like, I know it's Beverly Hills, but I just felt that. She cried, like, those were her vulnerable tears. Like, I felt like she was
hands
being
down.
Real.
Yes.
But
to be
do you
clear.
Think there's some level of intimidation there?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's just afraid of her. Maybe it's not insecurity. Maybe it's just she's
no,
afraid to
girl?
Communicate with her. Maybe she doesn't know how to be herself with her.
Well,
maybe
I
she,
think...
Like, not everybody knows how to, like, be themselves. You know,
she's pretty confident with being herself. She's very,
but
very
with Erica, she's not.
I think she's always herself. With Erica, absolutely. She's very face value.
But then where you're coming off and you're saying that she's insecure.
Absolutely. So- insecure, but always herself. You could be insecure about what you have and who you are, and also your background or who you are in the moment. Who knows? But I said, has a mentality like she's poor, like she's going, like, we have to do something. Like, exactly what Richie was saying with, you know, her being... That I think it comes from insecurity. So that's how those two are tied in. You know what I mean?
What does the audience think?
I would love to know.
Yes.
That's
please
my
make sure
opinion.
To comment
this is my
and
opinion,
let us know
so.
Because this is one of our most heated episodes at AfterBuzz yeah. TV. And we're bringing the drama tonight. So let us know.
I think that Teddy should literally raise horses. Like, do you know how much money that would bring in? Why doesn't
well,
she have a stake?
Those are expensive, I would think.
Hey,
yeah.
She's got the money.
Yeah.
I feel like
I just
do
think
it.
Audiences are not really connecting with Teddy. I think Teddy's a great person and I see how you connect. And I connect with her on some levels as well. But I think for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's not bringing it like the way that fans have been watching the show for a decade are wanting from her.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean,
I think she's
absolutely.
A great, I think she is a great girl, and I think that she can offer a lot of things to a lot of people, but I don't think that she's for this show.
I
for Orange County.
Yes.
No.
I think she just, you know, probably needs a show where she's, you know, coaching women and empowering them.
Yeah, I could
I feel
totally
like
see her
that
do
would
that.
Be something her more show. Her speed.
I don't think anyone would watch
I
it.
I don't...
Well, I did,
but
I
just think that what we want to see is, I mean, I'm going to be very honest with you. Like, I want to see Champagne and Rosé. I want to see Erica Jane on stage. I want to see, you know, Dorit and all of her excess, even if it's fake. I want to see it. I mean, I don't know that that's true, but that's what I want to see when I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I think they tried to humanize it a little, and I did watch one of her interviews with Megyn Kelly, and she said that they offered her the show, and it's an opportunity of a lifetime. If somebody offered me a reality show, I would do it too, even though I know I wasn't for it. So maybe that was the situation she was in. We're wrapping it up and we're moving to Erica Jane and her performance. We haven't seen her perform in a very long time. It's been a hot minute. But she brought it. She performed in New York City. And I'm glad to see her back on stage. We used to see more of her.
I know. I wanted to see more of this
that
whole
wasn't enough.
Thing. This
yes.
could have been a whole
it was
mini
like a
episode
snippet.
In and of itself.
Loved it. I loved it. And I love how Mikey is on her mm-hmm. and on everything and all the details. And that to me says that she has a real, real
strong
great
team.
Team. Great team.
Communication.
I would love to see her do like the what Britney did with the Out All Night where she did those three clubs. And
you remember that on
I
MTV?
I remember that, absolutely.
Yes. Oh
Erica
God.
Jane should do one of those. That would be
yes.
amazing.
MTV.
Oh, yeah.
We got ideas.
We have ideas for you. So that was a great performance. Now, let's get into our new segment because we have more Erica Jane for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Richie's going to bring it.
We got a couple of things tonight. First of all, since we're talking about Erica Jane, we're going to go ahead and listen to her brand new single. It's called Cars. It just came out today, so let's hear a sample of that.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. I like the background.
But while we're getting to that, so I remember at the beginning of the season, she talked about doing a ballad. So I wasn't really clear on where that was going to go or if that would be her speed, but this is the single that we're going to be... hearing in 1 second, and as you can see, it will not be a ballad. It's definitely something.
It's not,
for the clubs.
And I think it's a great departure from I actually just think it's on brand. This is like the kind of beats. This is like what you're going to work out at the gym at.
This is what you would hear in the club, on the radio. It is perfect. So we're going to dive into that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. So while we're doing that, I want to jump into something that might make this show just a little bit more exciting.
Okay.
And the fact is that Brandi Glanville tweeted, "Today was rather epic. That's all I can say at this time. At Andy. Heart, heart." So we'll have to wait to kind of see more about what that is specifically. But I can tell you guys that if you are indeed interested in more Brandi Glanville, she just also tweeted that she's happy to announce that after a little negotiation that her Podcast One owner, Norm, she met with him last night and that she's headed back to her podcast, Brandi Glanville Unfiltered. So all you Brandi fans will be able to get a lot more of her, which is interesting because if she's getting her podcast back, that gives her something else to do here in L.A., you know. So it would be a nice way to kind of segue her back into the lives of, you know, our her co-stars.
I wonder who she's dating or who she's sleeping with.
Well, I'm sure she will tell us.
Check her Instagram. Check her Instagram. And if it's not on a post, check her story.
And if you guys need even more of her, I do believe she's going to be on Watch What Happens Live tomorrow night because they just filmed a huge segment out here in LA with a lot of housewives.
There was the whole stage was full.
Like the whole entire stage was full with housewives past and present. And tonight on Watch What Happens Live, you guys can catch the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the entire cast.
That's going to be epic. No one better be missing that.
A lot of great news. So,
all right,
I think we're ready.
We are ready. Here is the Erica Jayne Carlos premiere. We need the lights.
Lisa Rinna style.
Yes. Oh, I'm full on Lisa. Stereo, false bitch, I let them know. Starting when the bass go. Yeah, I'm local, so Chanel, they call me Coco Diamond. Shine and watch me blind them paparazzi snapping photos. Drop a couple down when I'm like rolling off the block. Make a lot of noise, all the people stop and watch. I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna do it.
I'm feeling
her.
It. I could totally work out to this.
I want
to
see a video.
About it. Yeah.
I'm going to test how sturdy this is so I can get on it.
We have a special performance by Jen. All right. That brings us to predictions. Let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So the season finale is next week. I am kind of sad about it because, again, I do love Beverly Hills, but it's coming to a close. We always get that announcement. You never know when it's coming, and then when they say it's season finale, it's like, we're here. So predictions for next week. We see some drama between, and it's actually happening at the fashion show. I'm assuming this Kyle walking out. Was that at Beverly Beach?
Yeah, I think that was the fashion show.
Well, there's Dorit's moment at the fashion show. So any thoughts for next week?
I'm glad we finally see the loop being closed on that magazine shoot. Because that never came back up.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
That should be interesting. I want to see Dorit's reaction because it looked like she didn't know.
Yeah.
And Lisa brought it exclusively to her at Beverly Beach by Dorit.
Of course she would.
Oh, and it looks like Kyle brought something to her as well. So we'll have
everybody
to see
had
how
something.
That turns out.
Yeah, I want to know why Kyle walked away.
I wonder if people know that this is going to be the finale. Probably not. I don't think.
I'm sure they know.
You think so?
I think because usually, my thought is that you know when it's coming down to the wire. Like, we've only got one more week of this, so we need to get everything in.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
so
pretty
it's a good
aware.
Setup for the reunion.
Yeah.
Your thoughts for next week? Predictions?
I just want to see why Kyle walked away, and it looked like Dorit was going to cry. Like, more tears. So I just want to see what's going to happen with that.
I feel like her walking out was the unfinished business with the Dorit calling her out for Pennygate.
I definitely feel like
what
it was that.
What else was there? You know, I thought...
Didn't that happen 2 years ago?
Something. It's happened
like
a long time.
Yeah.
It happened in 1981.
Yeah. Something like that. And... You know, I feel like that it's going to be good. It's going to be good because they have to set up the finale.
Yeah.
So, or, you know, not the finale. I'm sorry.
The reunion.
The reunion. They have to set that up.
See, do you guys think this is going to be a good reunion? I feel like it could be one.
They have to make it a good one.
It's
going to
be two. It has to be a two-part. They can't disrespect. They cannot disrespect.
They could probably do it in Andy's clubhouse.
No, they're not going to go Miami route either. They better not.
Well, I know this week I'm actually going to watch Maria Menounos' podcast. I'm excited for that. Talks about health and career and love and relationships. So I hope you guys check it out and tell her who sent us. You know, yeah.
Yes, we love Maria Menounos here. And she posts the greatest stories. Yes. I could watch her stories. She posts some really good stories. Yes.
Very inspiring, for sure.
Yes. So make sure to check out Maria's podcast. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Tonight was a fun episode with all of us here back in the studio. Richie, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott.
I'm your host, Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Hey guys, tweet me at Jennifer Leon TV and find me on Instagram at J.LeonTV. I just condensed it. And follow me on all social media outlets and make sure to give us a thumbs up.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Relina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Relina and check out my YouTube show after this called Your Time with Thomas. And check out my show, Your Time with Thomas, The Experience, this Sunday on KXLA at 12 o'clock.
Yay! Yay.
See you guys later. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.